You know, I just wrote a devotion on the fact that water is such a powerful thing. It is incredibly powerful. And I was doing a project where I was moving the router to the front of the church, and I needed to find a way to do that without destroying. We don't have a crawl space. It's a slab. Can't get in the attic. And I was trying to figure out how to get a wire there. It turned out the best way was just to go around the church and bury the line. But there was a sidewalk in the way. And I thought, how can I get under that sidewalk? How can I do this? And I just thought, man, I'll just check on YouTube, see if there's any newfangled way to do it. And as it turned out, I sit there and watched a guy. He stuck a garden hose in a PVC pipe on one end, duct taped it up. And he had dug down a little bit, you know, so we could get under the sidewalk, and started jabbing that plastic pipe under the sidewalk. And it didn't take, I mean, on the video, it was only a few moments. He was through the other side. And I thought, well, could it be that easy? I tried it. And sure enough, within 45 minutes of just taking and just poking that little PVC pipe at the dirt and then letting the water wash it away, within less than an hour for sure, I was all the way through and it was done. Power of water. It's incredibly powerful. And you know, watching this Weather Channel, I'm sure you probably saw some of those pictures of houses, parts of homes falling off into the ocean, and a parking deck falling off into the ocean. And it was just in my head. I couldn't stop the verses from coming to my mind that the wise man, you know, he built his house on rock, and then the foolish man built his on the sand, and the winds blew and the storm came and the rains beat against it, and what great was the fall of it. Yeah, that's what it says. Great was the fall of it. And you would think that people would be wiser than to build on the sand when it's right there in the Bible, you know. And scientifically speaking, it's not very sound, but it's so beautiful and so tempting to build right there. And the insurance companies are talking about maybe not even insuring those homes in the future where they fall off like that, because obviously if it happened once, it can happen again. And it was just a reminder, the power of water in our life. We are transformed and we are made pure, and we're being shaped into the image of Christ. We walk pure before Him, the Bible says, with the washing of water by the Word. It's incredibly powerful. If we think about the power of water and what it could do in a little garden hose, or as we watch those scenes on the TV, how just that water washing against that sand can just take down entire buildings and grates the fall of it, then what might, if we allow the Holy Spirit to take God's Word and let it flow through us like living water, what might that do in our lives? What might that change? What could happen if we let God release His power that can move mountains and drop houses into the sea and take little plastic pipes underneath sidewalks in just a matter of minutes? What if we let the living water flow through us? What if we don't abandon it? What if we embrace it? Just a thought here on this Friday, that as we go into a weekend, the power, the awesome power and the beauty of living water. And by the way, just to say also, it's good to have a good foundation, isn't it? Is your house on a good foundation? I feel like ours is, and I'm thankful for it. But more thankful than that, I'm thankful that my life is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. What a powerful thing. And then, add to that, let's don't forsake the fountains of living water. Let it flow through us. Who knows what God might do in our lives still. This has been Joe Barrett. Have a blessed day.